So there's a number of ways that parishes are using the new Irish Catholic Catechism for adults. And I think what we're coming to understand is that there is no one way to use it. So every parish is going to have to suit their own circumstances, their own kind of parishioners, what their needs are, where people are, and kind of their own different stages of, not only in their own stages of faith, but also in their own stages of kind of religious learning. So I suppose there's a couple of models that I might just share with you. The first one comes from a parish in County Meath who decided to start off by asking those people who are already involved in active ministry in the parish if they would join together for kind of 3 or 4 weeks and look at 3 or 4 particular parts of the catechism, so 3 or 4 particular chapters. That's one of the beauties of the way the catechism is divided up. It is into these individual chapters, and it takes a group around about an hour to kind of talk and think and pray about the material that's in that chapter. So again, this parish decided any ministers of the word, ministers of the Eucharist, anybody who's involved in baptism teams, let's come together and kind of renew our ministry in this way by deepening our faith through looking at the catechism. So that was done in the evening time, kind of, you know, when people had got home and had their dinner and things like that. I suppose that's one way that we can do it, reaching out to people who are already in ministry in our parish. A second way of doing it was a parish in Waterford who got in touch to say that they would like to do something with their daily Mass goers. So people who already went to morning Mass, obviously people of great faith, but people who maybe hadn't been involved in kind of structured or formal religious learning in quite a while, maybe since their own days at school when they used to read the catechism. So it was decided in that parish that after Mass, they would ask parishioners who would like to learn more, again, kind of 3, 4, 5 weeks, to come along, to go to Mass as usual, but to stay after Mass and to kind of form a little community after Mass who might read kind of different parts of the catechism, different chapters of the catechism each week. So again, the kind of constituency there was obviously people who are actively engaged in their parish, but not necessarily people who are involved actively in ministry. A third way then that parishes are thinking about using the catechism is with people who are, you know, who maybe have a child for preparing for First Holy Communion, for confirmation, for baptism. And lots of parishes would already have meetings for these kind of sets of parents. And sometimes these meetings, you know, can take on a very practical kind of tone. You know, this is the date we're going to do this, and these are the dates for whatever celebrations are coming up. So those parishes have kind of found that using parts of the catechism, you know, that each chapter in the catechism starts with the story of a person of faith, even using those. You know, here's the story of Nan O'Neagle. Here's the story of Edmund Ignatius Rice. And let's see how this might inspire what it is we're here to do this evening. So those are kind of three ways. There's many, many more, but those are three ways that we know of that parishes are successfully using the catechism.